From KCUR, this is Up to Date with Steve Kraske. I'm Community Engagement Producer Zach Perez. Kansas City's historic 18th and Vine District is known to many as a hub for black jazz musicians in the metro. However, this weekend, the district will play host to a different group of black creatives, comedians. The inaugural Black Comedy Festival KC is set to begin this Thursday, April 25th, and will feature a large lineup of black stand-up comedians, sketch artists, and improvisers from around the country, many of whom hail from the KC Metro. Today, Steve Kraske is joined by festival founder and executive director Hillary Holt and festival headliner Janelle Banks to talk about the event, the acts it will feature, and what it means for Kansas City's growing comedy scene.
So I understand you both, you're both comedians, but specialize in different forms of comedy. Do you mind telling me a little bit about how you each perform? And Janelle, I'll begin with you.
Well, I am a stand-up comedian, and I would like to think I am hands-on. You have to come see a live show to catch all my shenanigans. My stand-up is just based on the everyday life of a millennial and just the experiences that I incur.
Hillary, how about you?
Yes, I am an improviser by training and trade. It's also an experience where you more got to come see it. We can capture it online, but being in the room makes a lot of a difference because we'll take a suggestion and kind of create some type of world from there. And it all depends on who I'm performing with, where I'm performing at, and what format I'm performing in. I as well will dabble a little bit in sketch writing. Stand-up is something for later in the future or never. We don't know.
Janelle, what drew you to pursue comedy to begin with?
I have always kind of had a very nervous, anxious personality, and humor is just my icebreaker. And being able to just be hilarious is what gets me to come out of my shell. So I think that just kind of opened that door to me. And of course, my friends dared me to do it because I feel like I have a brilliant personality. And it just hasn't stopped. We're on like year 15 and it's been a blast.
Hillary, what drew you to comedy?
So I've always loved watching comedy, like Whose Line Is It Anyway, Nick Cannon's Wilding Out, and like Comic View, Comedy Central. But it wasn't until I took an on-camera audition class as an actor back in 2014 that I learned about improv, not knowing that that's what Whose Line Is It Anyway is. And so I took a class at Comedy City back in 2015 and got into the cast in 2016 after taking my second class. And I've been in it for 8 years now. And so I went in to be a better actor and just have improv on my resume as an actor, and then found out that I was really good at it and it's a lot of fun. And improv itself can make you, or at least for me, it made me more open for communication as well as getting more in tune with my emotions. So I just kind of stayed in and enjoy it and love it and hope other people see it. And it can be so fun and so silly. I've played a goose on stage and it completely made sense. So,
Hey, Hillary, when you first got serious about this and began to take classes, what did you learn about comedy that maybe you hadn't known before that still sticks with you today?
I think learning about like the rule of threes, where having something happen three times, and just different ways to create storytelling on the fly. In that comedy really is what you make of it. There are a lot of variety of ways to tell it, because it all depends on what your perspective is or things that you've learned. Improv, you can kind of expand it a lot more, because you can be anything in a moment, but it can also change it up, sweep it up and change it to be something different. But overall, it's just something that should just be fun.
Yeah. Janelle, when people think of live comedy almost in any form, they often think of places like, you know, New York or Chicago or L.A. How would you describe the comedy scene here in Kansas City as it compares to other bigger cities?
I believe that we very much have a scene very much that resembles New York or Chicago. There are several rooms to work in, several opportunities. I mean, you can do comedy every night in Kansas City. You can catch a comedy show just about every night, and unique video venues and different types of comedians. You have your national headliners who come through, and then we have some phenomenal local and regional comics. So I believe that we very much have a scene that is very adjacent to the comedy scenes that you see in New York or on your West Coast as well.
Yeah. Hillary, do you feel like Kansas City has good opportunities for aspiring comedians?
Yes, absolutely. Like Janelle said, you can perform anywhere, because that's such a beautiful thing about Kansas City, is that you can do what you want. Mm. It's small enough and there's enough still open there for you to have it. Because on this weekend, it's the first Black Comedy Festival in Kansas City in 2024, which someone asked me the other day, this is the first one ever? And it's like, yeah. Huh. Surprisingly, and as well as the first comedy festival to be improv, stand-up, and sketch. And that was all intentional, just because of seeing and knowing how well all three of these forms can work off of each other. So you could see an improv scene and maybe that inspires something for your stand-up.
So, Janelle, you guys are putting together, as Hillary just said, this inaugural Black Comedy Festival, KC. How large of a task has it been to pull this thing together?
Now, I would have to ask Hillary that, because she is done all the hard work and the footwork. I am the face that just gets to show up and be funny. I will say that it has been awesome to see, you know, you have these ideals and to see someone execute it, and to execute it with so much honor to the subject matter itself, and to go and beyond getting the city to be involved. I love to see it. So Hillary would be the one that could definitely answer that.
Hillary, how big of a task have you taken on here?
A lot, a very big one.
Yeah.
But a lot of it came about a year or so ago. It was like when the idea started to form about in March in me, and then started me kind of reaching out to like who I think might have time and availability and interest to help kind of work it together, knowing that at least this first year as the founder and like setting a foundation to help it grow for future years, I knew I'd have to do a lot of the work and the framework. And some of that is just taking notes for next year of like, well, maybe this is the time to set a timeline, different things. So it's a lot of work. So it takes a lot of dedication and determination, diligence. But also I have experience of about 10 years of event planning and being in a lot of different rooms in Kansas City. So I've had familiarity with trying to get talent, putting people together, tech rehearsals. So it is a process, and it does take a year, maybe 18 months or so,
Hillary,
to create.
How many performers are you going to have?
So we'll have about some folks have had to drop and have had to like move stuff around. So the numbers have changed a little bit, even this morning. But there'll be over 40 performers. Wow. And that's between like improv groups and sketch group. We have one sketch group coming from LA, so they have a group. And so some are coming, a lot more stand-ups, which going into it, I knew that it would probably be more stand-ups than it would be improv or sketch.
Right.
So the digital sketch we chose for logistical reasons, just for knowing how sketch works and trying to fit it in. That's how we knew the best we could for sure get it in.
How many are from the Kansas City area?
So from Kansas City, I would say probably about half, because all of our board members are going to have a spot in the show, and we have a few around. So I would say probably 20-25 right. local.
So you're offering shows, but you're also offering several workshops on Saturday. Give me a breakdown of the workshops and what kind of topics do they cover?
Yeah, I'll let Janelle cover hers, but I'll cover the other three. So we have one sketch workshop that is free. You do still have to sign up, but a donation is welcome if you would like to. And that is with Kat Gary. So it's our masterclass, as we are partnered with Theater Community Fund. That's how we are also a nonprofit comedy festival, because they have goal for uplifting BIPOC voices, mm-hmm. as well as trying to make education accessible. So that was the inspiration to have at least one free class. So that will be Sketch with Kat. She's going to work with you on how to pull out a sketch from an idea you have. That
sure.
And we'll have two of our headliners, Namdi Nguyen and Patrick Rowland, out from LA, but they're from 3Pete in Chicago, and they've also written on the Amber Ruffin Show. But they're also great improvisers. It's instructors as well, and I've taken classes from each of them, and I love them so much.
And what are the other two workshops?
So that'll be Make a Move, and I am blanking on the other name right now, but those two will be two improv workshops as well. And then Janelle, I'll let you chat about
yours. Yeah, Janelle, what are yours?
My workshop will be covering the benefits of laughter. I'm a huge component on how laughter can essentially save your life. So we'll just be discussing what are short-term and long-term benefits of just actually laughing and how it stimulates your organs and all of that. Increases your intake in oxygen. So I'm super excited to let you know that laughter is really the best medicine. Yeah. And I have proof. I have science to back it. So
there you go.
We'll be right back with more from Steve's conversation with organizers of Black Comedy Festival KC in just a minute.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're talking about the inaugural Black Comedy Festival KC, set to begin this Thursday. It'll feature a large lineup of Black stand-up comedians and sketch artists. It'll be here in Kansas City, obviously. Janelle, how would you describe the material that you tend to use in one of your routines?
Well, I am just a free flowing spirit. I like to talk about the things that we experience, see, and do. So you're not just self-absorbed with my life, but it also encompasses your everyday life and how we can just laugh at it. My motto is just laugh. So simply, how can we find some of the most crazy circumstances hilarious? And that is what you pretty much get from me day in and day out.
How do you think being from the Kansas City area, how has that informed your material?
Oh, it's definitely kept me on my writing toes. There's so many different nuances in Kansas City that I like to joke about. And of course, with having the world's greatest football team, you know, the material just, it keeps flowing in. And so I think Kansas City has made me a very quick and witty comic, and just a person who is just open to so many different things. I talk about politics, sports, relationships, you know, even the traffic laws. So you get a little bit of everything. I think Kansas City is a little bit of everything. And so
what do you have to say about traffic laws, Janelle?
Oh, man. Nobody's abiding by them anymore. The speed limit is very suggestive right now. Very suggestive. And those stoplights on 71, I mean, they kind of turned me into a little serial killer, but no big deal. I understand. Safety first.
Those things drive people crazy, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I can't help but note, Janelle, that you're the headliner for the very first Black Comedy Festival here in Kansas City. What does that mean to you?
I cry a lot since the news and the announcement. It's just, I mean, it's a total honor to be considered and to just be a part of something so awesome. As a comic who's went to several comedy festivals, having one locally, it just means the world to me. And also just being able to showcase my talent to a city in one of the most historical parts of the city, it just, there's so many parts and pieces of this that literally give me moments of just pure excitement, because there's just so many layers to it. And I think also being a woman and having a woman be the founder, the executive producer, and just seeing a lot of women put this together, it just is so inspiring and a total honor to be a part of it. I'm not saying that I may run for president, but this makes me feel like I should, you know. So
you're off to a good start here, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I've read that you described the Kansas City Comedy scene as a place where you know, where Black voices are not heard or seen as much or as often. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I do feel a lot of times that we have a massive comedy scene, but I do feel like a lot of times we do not see Black comics present, especially women. And so sometimes I feel we're just not necessarily heard, or it's a case where we just have a very small speck on the spectrum of comedy here. And I would just like to see more of us. I would like to see more women on the scene. I would like to see more Black comics have a say so. And I do give our clubs credit, because they do put us in a great spot to showcase our talents. But when it comes to a lot of the local showcases, a lot of the other venues, it's hard to see Black voices or see them being heard unless a Black producer is coming in to throw a show.
That's got to be frustrating.
It is. It's a little frustrating, but I try to make friends with everybody the best I can and move around the best I can, you know, because comedy, people need comedy, you know, funny is funny. And so sometimes I try not to look at it. Is it just me being a Black comic or being a woman? I just want to be funny. So if you need funny, hire me.
So today, do you feel at home in Kansas City's comedy scene as a Black woman?
I feel at home in certain shows and venues. Some shows I feel very much like I am at a place. And sometimes that happens, but I do feel overall, as long as I've worked in Kansas City, this is one of the best places to do comedy for me. And I love it because I love the crowds. If anything, Kansas City has a very supportive crowd base or fan base. And for that, I am forever grateful for that. I've had people come to other cities, to other shows with me. And so that's what keeps me feeling in place wherever I do go.
Do you think this festival is going to change maybe your perception of how Black women are received in comedy in town, and maybe how the audiences see Black women in comedy?
Yes, I mean, it already has. Just the way the city has responded lets me know they are ready to see us, they want us, they value us, and they hear us. So it definitely has changed my perspective.
Hillary, I understand this festival originally started out as your attempt to create a larger improv festival in Kansas City. What were you thinking? What was the original goal?
Yeah, so the goal of just having more improv, there used to be an improv festival, but then with Fountain City, that's predominantly stand-up, I tried to work with them. I tried to be like, hey, can we have improv or something? It just seemingly wasn't of interest. So I'm not one to beg and plead. I'm one to be like, okay, well, I tried. So I'm going to figure out something else, as well as wanting to there to be more people of color, especially Black folks in improv, just because what's available is still very small. And while there's a space that I go to, being as diplomatic as I can be, but the Bird Comedy Theater is where I'll go to, and that just feels like the best ally space for me as a performer, as a Black performer, and as a woman of a woman in comedy as well. So that was the hope of having improv or Black improv as well, but trying to move it more Eastern, and so that we don't have to go out of our way into with these spaces that aren't familiar to us, that aren't a space, like Janelle said, that where you feel like you're just kind of fitting in instead of feeling comfortable.
So clearly you're trying with this festival, you're trying to underscore the idea that there's a ton of Black talent in this town when it comes to comedy. Hillary, am I seeing that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of talent, that's something that you might not know of, but then also the underside of like the personal skills that improv helps with. So it helps with emotions and it helps with communication. And I also see that as like a need for Kansas City in general, but it's just getting that spark and getting it in two places. Fortunately, things like Tribe University is coming back, so that's more opportunity for improv instruction from Black improvisers as well. But also knowing, not being sure if just a specific Black improv festival would draw a crowd. So that's also kind of introducing, putting in stand-up that is familiar to everyone and having sketch that is fairly familiar to everyone, if you know Saturday Night Live or Mad TV or anything like that. So there's a lot of meticulous thoughts into this. So that's why Janelle is also our homegrown headliner. So every year we'll also have a homegrown headliner.
Hillary, if people want to connect with this festival, how can they do it?
So they can reach out at bcfkansascity@gmail.com. We are still looking for like some sponsorships here and there. That's just to help cover all of our bases so that we don't have to rely on ticket sales too much. Because hopefully the ticket sales, that just goes to paying the venue. And we've had everyone paid up for our headliners, paid up ahead of time.
Is that the website for the festival?
So the website is bcfkansascity.com.
Gotcha. Yeah, bcfkansascity.com. Why do you think we haven't had a Black comedy festival in town before, Hillary?
I don't know. I was asked that question legit yesterday, and it was a thought that I think has been in my back of my mind, but I'm not entirely sure. It might just be part of how the right folks coming together to collaborate, or someone with enough connections needed to come and be like, hey, let's do it, but also meet, like talk about it, but also be about it. And I'm very much a one that's like, I want to do this for sure. Let me make sure I can get it done.
So bcfkansascity.com is the website for this weekend's inaugural Black Comedy Festival KC. I want to thank Hillary Holt, the founder and organizer here, and an improv comedian to boot for coming in. Janelle Banks, the headliner for this festival coming up this weekend. Here's wishing you a great time this weekend, and thank you both for taking time with Up to Date today. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That was our host Steve Kraske speaking with performers and organizers of Black Comedy Festival KC. Up to Date is a production of KCUR, and this segment was produced by me, Zach Perez. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you'll join us again soon.